Rob Heathcote is on the line. We appreciate him answering at short notice. Rob, good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Rob, we've just spoke to Barry Lockwood, and we were hoping to talk to club officials who contacted just after nine and said that they were now unavailable. You know Eagle Farm track pretty good. How do you see it at the moment, Rob?
Fair to say it was disappointing yesterday. We had track gallops for the Victory Stakes and the Gun Send horses on the course proper, and it was a heavy eight. Admittedly, we haven't had the kind of rain that would suggest it was a heavy eight. So, yeah, it'll be with bated breath. We wait and see how the track plays on Saturday. But, you know, it's been well known that, you know, since the construction of the track, it's coming on to being used for a year now. We'd certainly hoped it would be, you know, one of the best tracks in the country. But there are certainly some issues with the track. But I've got half a dozen in on Saturday, and three or four of them that worked on the track on Tuesday absolutely loved it, Hofgarten being one of them. He was probably the best worker of the morning, so I was told. I watched him work, but I didn't run the clock on him. He worked with Chris Larker, and he worked super, so he'll handle it.
You're probably thinking, okay, there's seven there, Rob. I don't know whether you heard what I was just telling Barry. There's seven in the Victory. Music Magnate, Take Down Your Horse, Hofgarten, Miss Cover Girl, Good Standing, Sony Legend, and Tumblr. A decision on Tumblr on race morning, and I think Good Standing may have been dual accepted for both Hawkesbury and this program at Eagle Farm. So it may even fall away to five, which... I don't want to put two and two together here, Rob, but it would be an embarrassing sort of semi-start with a Group 2 if only five turned up.
Yeah, it would, Andrew, but in fairness for the club, I mean, the race has been advertised, you know, for a year, so it's not like trainers didn't know the race was available. It's there, and I'm sure, well, I know there are a lot of good horses coming up from down south for our Winter Carnival, perhaps... Yep. The Victory Stakes being a weight for age, it doesn't suit the program of some of the horses, but being a local trainer with a genuine chance, yeah, I'm happy they stay home.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, can I ask you, Rob, if are you concerned by the track, or do you feel they race there on Saturday and then there's another 3 weeks until they race again? Do you feel that in that break they could do something to turn it round?
Oh, look, no doubt. They're throwing every possible asset they can at the track. And in fairness to the club, you know, there was a track session on Tuesday. We've got the rest of the week for the track to firm up. And look, it's not going to be at its best for some time yet. Obviously, it's fingers crossed. We all hope it races well during the Winter Carnival, which is, you know, Queensland's time to showcase itself on the national calendar. And I'm sure it'll race satisfactorily. I mean, I can't put my neck on the block and say I think it'll be a super track through the carnival until we see how it plays after not having raced for 5 weeks.
Yeah, understand. But listening to you, mate, with a field of seven or whoever turns up there on Saturday, we have something each way Hofgarten off its work there yesterday.
Well, it did. He worked well, and he's got a great first up record. Admittedly, yeah. He doesn't have a super 1200 record against speedsters like Tumblr and, you know, obviously a couple of others, Music Magnate, a proven, you know, weight for age Group 1 sprinter. You know, Hofgarten's probably not at that level. He's best over 1,400 metres and probably the mile. He had no luck last campaign, but interestingly, I trialled him at Deegan a couple of weeks ago and Damien Brown rode him, came in and thought he needed one more before the Victory Stakes, or he needed another one and perhaps missed the Victory Stakes. But I've been so happy with him since, and Ronnie Stewart galloped him on Saturday and also Tuesday, and he couldn't be any happier with the horse.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, that's Hofgarten for the track, hopefully handling it yesterday. Let's hope it's the case on Saturday. Mate, you got three, and including downloading today there at Ipswich.
Yeah, drawn Paul, and he comes up against one of Matty Dunn's. His name slips my mind at the moment, but I know Matt has got an enormous opinion of the horse. He's going to go around with red numbers next to his name. So, obviously, downloading from the outside barrier is going to need a lot of luck. But he's Buffling's three-quarter brother. He won first up, which shows he's got a high level of ability. He, didn't come up as good as I'd hoped last preparation, but he's come back this time a lot more focused. Drawn poorly today, but the mercurial Jeff Lloyd's on the horse, so hopefully Jeff can weave some magic on him.
Yeah, let's hope so. Mate, good luck, and let's hope, as you say, the track just races well, that, you know, we don't have too much controversy and every horse gets around and given every chance over the next few weeks up there. Thanks a lot, Rob. Really appreciate you taking our call on quick notice there, mate.
Always a pleasure, Andrew. Take care.
Thanks, Rob. Rob Heathcote joining us there, the trainer of Hofgarden, who obviously off that seemed to handle the track condition okay yesterday.